The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include 5 more countries and impose new limits on others. The decision follows the arrest of an Afghan national suspected of shooting 2 National Guard troops over Thanksgiving weekend. In June, President Donald Trump announced that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions. The Republican administration announced it was adding Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria. An additional 15 countries are also being added to the list of countries facing partial restrictions, including Angola, Benin, Gambia, Nigeria, Senegal, and Zimbabwe, among others. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.